Next patient is Sierra Human. C-I-E-R-R-A. C-I-E-R-R-A. Human is Y-O-U-M-A-N, human. Sierra Human. Date of birth, 2/27/97. Date of visit, 3/29/22. Please make a copy for Eli Billetta and nurse practitioner. I'm sorry. ARNP. That is, the letter is B I L L E T E R. Eli is E. L I. Date of consultation is 3/29. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and cough with chest tightness. Next paragraph is respiratory illness. This is a 24-year-old overweight white female who has been experiencing shortness of breath with exertion, was treated for COVID-19 pneumonia in August of 21. The patient apparently was not hospitalized, and she has had persistent symptoms of chest tightness, wheezing, congestion, and occasional chest pains associated with coughing spells. Period. She had a CTA of the chest done. Which is apparently negative for pulmonary embolism. And the lung fields were clear. And a cardiac evaluation was done, as well as a stress test, and apparently no cardiac etiology was found for her symptoms. The echocardiogram showed a normal LVEF, normal right ventricular size and function, and no evidence of intracardiac shunt. And there was no evidence of ST changes on exercise. And no arrhythmias were noted. The the patient, however, was noted to be having sinus tachycardia and has been placed on Cardizem orally. She denies leg swelling or calf muscle pains. She has some muscle aches and occasional joint pains and abdominal pains with nausea. Next paragraph. Past history includes history of cholecystectomy, in 2019, history of right wrist repair following a fracture in 2020, and history for pneumonia due to COVID. Expert have allergies to Zithromax. Expert have habits, the patient does not smoke, denies alcohol intake, works as a veterinary technician. Next paragraph, family history, father and mother both are in good health. And father has a history of atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph, review of systems, patient has fatigue, no weight loss. Denies any glaucoma. No double vision. Denies vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. Has no urinary symptoms, flank pains. No fevers or chills. She has some abdominal pains and nausea, and no diarrhea. She has occasional chest pains, arm pain, and palpitations. No depression or anxiety. She has some bleeding gums. She has headaches and numbness of the extremities, and no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included Cardizem 30 milligrams BID, Midodrine 2.5 milligrams TID, and Famotidine 10 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This obese young white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's no cyanosis, ictus, or peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse 72, respirations are 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 238, saturation is 99. HENT had non-phallic pupils reactive and equal. Sclera by clear throat is mildly injected, nasal mucous edematous. Next, supplemental lymphadenopathy, no bruise, or thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with essentially clear lung fields, no crackles or wheezes. Heart, the absence of regular asthma and estrogen, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, wheeze without masses, no again, omegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is reactive airways disease with chronic dyspnea. Number 2 is a history of COVID-19 infection with possible post-COVID syndrome. Number 3 is exogenous obesity. And possible obstructive sleep apnea. And number 4 is tachycardia. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. We will get the CTA report from St. Augustine as well as lab reports. And she will get a CBC IgE level and a basic metabolic profile. She was also given a Ventolin and HFA inhaler, 2 pulse, Q6 house PRN. Advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Eli Billetter, B-I-L-L-E-T-E-R-N-P. Thank you, this doctor. This is a...